Hello, everybody, and welcome to the fourth episode of This Date is Fecht. My name is Elle.
And my name's Seth, and this is a podcast about really horrible fucking dates. We're going to be talking to you about the weird ones, the creepy ones, the good ones. No, actually never the good ones. But never. We've got a couple on the cards today. I'm actually quite excited to tell you some. But before we get into anything, I did want to sort of say something. Happened to me about a month ago now. Yeah, this happened to me about a month ago now. You know this story, but I just wanted to kind of get it out there because I'm really pissed off about it.
Mm-hmm.
It happened to me about a month ago now where I was dating someone for a week and I wasn't really feeling it by the end of it. We had a couple of dates. He was really lovely. And then I told him that I would prefer to just be friends. I just wasn't ready to keep seeing him that way, as seriously as he wanted it. He took it really nicely, but then I had a week or 2 weeks worth of some crazy text messages after that. This isn't the first time this has happened to me as well. When I first moved over to London, I was dating a guy for about a month. There were a few red flags which really upset me. And I thought, you know what, I really don't want to keep seeing this guy anymore. So I ended it. And he took it horribly. For the next month, I received abusive messages calling me a bad person, a fake, a liar, and my personal favorite, actually, he called me a pussy witch. He called me a pussy.
Oh, I thought you said a pussy witcher. I was like, what? Like he cast a spell over you, over him?
No, he called me with your pussy. No. But yeah, he called me a pussy, and I was just like, look, that is so uncool. No. When someone tells you that they don't want to date you anymore, you can be upset. That is completely fine. What you do not have the right to do is harass that person by a text.
No.
I ended up with this guy on everything because his behavior was just so ridiculous. But just like a few key pointers, like no means no. An explanation is a privilege. It is not a right. If you don't want to tell someone why you don't want to see them anymore, that's fine. That's your prerogative. Again, it's a privilege, not a right. No means no. Don't have the right to harass someone. And also, as a person, like I was feeling really like guilty. Like obviously I'd hurt this person, but I didn't mean to. I'd gone about it in the right way. I called him and I said, hey, I'm not feeling this.
You were honest. This guy. You didn't just ghost him.
Yeah. I never ever ghost. That's something that I'll never do. If I'm not feeling it with someone, I'll be really straight up and honest. But like, it just sort of got me thinking like, you don't owe anyone anything. Like you really don't. Sometimes you've got to do what's in the best interest for yourself.
Particularly if it's only been a week-long relationship, if you can even call it that.
Yeah.
A week isn't long enough for you to owe anybody anything. Sure, if it's a two-year relationship and you're breaking up with them for whatever reason, of course, you do it with courtesy and with an explanation and, you know, for whatever reason. But a week. And there's such a stereotype of girls being the clingy ones, girls being the crazy ones, girls going off when they get broken up with. So that's a couple of times it's happened to you now from guys.
Yeah, this is the first time when I moved over to London. Like, that was appalling. Like, I was genuinely shocked by the amount of messages that I was receiving. But it was just, it was ridiculous. But it really got me thinking, like, an explanation is a privilege. It's not a right. Like, I always give an explanation. I always be as honest as I can without hurting their feelings.
Even if it's like something as simple as I'm not feeling it, I don't feel like we're making that connection in that way and you've given it a chance. I remember when this was happening last month and you said, oh, maybe it'll grow on me. I've had other relationships where that kind of feeling has grown on me and he's such a great guy. You know, maybe I could wait it out and see if I start to get those feelings. But you didn't. You did everything in the right way, frankly. And you're right. It is harassment for them to carry on like that.
Just to try and manipulate you into feeling sorry for them as well.
And that's not attractive either to even if you were to, you know, get back with him or give it another chance, it's purely out of pity and it's not an attractive thing for anybody.
Just because someone's nice to you doesn't mean that you have to be into them.
Mm-hmm. 100%. And on that note, are you going to tell your first story of the night?
Yes, I'm going to tell my first story of the night. It's actually a personal one. It happened to me.
Another one. I'm so glad these are all coming out of the box. I know most of them, but any of the fresh ones are quite exciting. And also, everybody, tonight we don't have a theme. We're just going with it.
Yeah, and we're also recording remotely, so apologies for any audio issues. So this happened to me last year. I went on a date with a guy, and when I rocked up, he looked a little bit different from his profile photos, and I could tell pretty much straight away that I wasn't that into him. As not trying to be shallow, but like, you know, when you have a connection with someone, but I'm also exactly, but I'm also extremely polite. Like, I feel so rude just like showing up and then turning around and saying no thank you. Like, I know that I have to work on that because it's a bit ridiculous, but like, I feel really guilty and I just won't do it. Anyway, so I go on a date with this guy. We walked to the pub. I knew I wasn't too interested. I'd had a really long day, but we stayed for a few drinks, and he proceeded to get really, really drunk. Like, he had 5 pints and was just sloshed. And I'm a lightweight. Like, I'm a like toucan Sam. Like,
you are a toucan Sam, bless.
Like, it's terrible. I'm three wines and I'm off with the fairies.
Yeah, you are. But was he a bit nervous, or was he just going for it?
No, I don't even know. Like, I don't know if he could tell that I wasn't into it. But anyway, we're just sitting down there, and he having a normal conversation, and halfway through he just stops talking, looks at me, and licks his finger, wipes it down the side of my face, and on his white shirt, starts rubbing his finger on his white shirt. And I was like, what the? I thought he was doing some kind of magic trick. I was like, what the fuck are you doing? And he just looks at me and he goes, oh, just checking to see how much makeup you're wearing.
Fuck off.
I don't even wear much makeup. I was just.
No, you don't. You've got gorgeous skin.
No, I had a massive, I told you I had a huge rash yesterday on my face.
Oh, I know, but regardless, you have beautiful skin, and I know you're not a cake face. Not that there's anything with wearing a decent amount of makeup if that's what you want to do. It's not for him to check it out.
I was just shocked, and I go, well, like, there's no mark. He goes, yeah, clearly you don't wear much. I was like, yeah, mate. Like, what the fuck? And
I ended the day. Did I pass the test?
I was just like, I'm such a clean freak. To lick your finger and put your spit on the side of my face.
Yeah. That's gross twofold, actually. You're right. You're a bit of a germaphobe.
It's gross. Like, why?
What did you say to him?
What the fuck?
And was that the end of it? Did it end abruptly?
Yeah, I think he could tell that I was pretty unimpressed. And we walked home. I made him go into a Harry Potter store with me by the station, though.
this is in London.
Yeah, this is in London. But yeah, did not hear from him again. Did not reach out.
No, there's no need to politely decline the next date in that case. That's gross. Yeah. Imagine doing that in coronavirus times.
Grub. Absolute grub. Absolute grub. All right, I'm ready for your long one.
Okay. This is another long story, similar to the first episode we did, with sort of a spooky vibe, but I love it. I got so excited when I heard this story. I was like, I can't wait to tell this story. Okay, so it's kind of about deja vu, you know, where you see or experience something that you feel like you've already witnessed, and it feels really, really real, right? And for a moment you think you've fully been somewhere or done this thing before, and then it's gone. So in this story, the guy's experience is like deja vu, but on steroids. It's more like a glitch in the matrix, honestly. So this guy is like mid-20s, living in an apartment in New York with his girlfriend. Very nice. He and the girlfriend and some other friends go out one night for kick-ons after an engagement party or something. And they're having a really great time. He and his girlfriend have just moved to the city, so they're in a really good place relationship-wise, enjoying it, having fun, happy days. So they get pretty drunk, but not wasted. And at the end of the night, he and the girlfriend walk home to their apartment. It's about a 15-minute walk or so. They're singing, having fun, get home. He takes a shower. They hop into bed, watch a bit of TV, and fall asleep. Perfectly normal, right? He wakes up the next day. It's pretty late in the morning because it had been a late night. And he gets up, makes some coffee, puts on the TV. His girlfriend's not there, but it's not unusual or anything because she works shift work and has a pretty random schedule. So he's used to her coming and going. So he has his coffee and decides to go outside and have a ciggy. But to get outside, he has to leave his apartment because they don't have a balcony. They don't have a balcony. And he has to go down a few flights of stairs and out through the front door of the building, which has a coded security door. So he's out there having his cigarette and he hears footsteps coming towards him. But the footsteps come up right behind him and the person shoves him in the shoulder pretty hard. He's like, what the fuck? And turns around to see his girlfriend. And at first he's confused because she's not wearing her work clothes. She's wearing going out clothes, black high heels, leather jacket, skinny heels, skinny jeans, sorry. And he doesn't recognize the clothes either. They're not part of her usual wardrobe that he's familiar with. So he's like, hey, what's going on? And she just unleashes a tirade on him, like yelling, calling him an asshole. She pushes past him to the front door of the building and punches in the code to get in, still calling him names like he's done something really bad, right? So he follows her up the stairs, super confused. His mind's racing. He's trying to think if there's anything he could have done to upset her. He's trying to get her to explain, as he would, as they walk up the flight of stairs to their floor, but she's not giving him anything. And he's just so confused because last night everything was great, super happy and loved up, having fun in their new city. So he's starting to get annoyed, actually, because she's not explaining and he genuinely hasn't done anything to deserve this abuse. So they reach their front door. She gets out of her keys out of the bag to the flat, opens the door and goes through to the bedroom. All the while, he's begging her to explain. She goes to the dresser and starts pulling out her clothes, chucking stuff everywhere, packing a bag, still calling him names and saying, I know what you did, you know what you did, and then charges back to the living room, grabbing more stuff. He tries to stop her, but she throws a coffee mug at him and it shatters, breaks against the wall, and then she picks up a little... she picks up this little... She's clearly furious about something. Something's happened. She picks up this little succulent plant, like those little plastic fake ones from IKEA, chucks that at the TV... That breaks in the corner and she just storms out to leave. And he's following behind, still begging her to explain. So she gets downstairs, out the front door and hails a cab because it's New York City, so cabs are everywhere, right? So she opens the door to the cab, turns to him and says, fuck you, and gets in the cab and drives off. So the guy's standing there just completely bewildered and heartbroken because he thinks his girlfriend's just broken up with him. As you would, you'd just be like, what the fuck happened? What have I done? Trying to think, you know, through your mind, thinking of every little thing you've done, what could it be? And about 4 seconds pass of him just standing there and suddenly he feels someone's arms around him from behind giving him a big hug. So he's already feeling pretty destabilized and angry and scared at this point because of what just went down. So obviously this random hug from behind scares the shit out of him and he jumps. He turns around and it's his girlfriend. So she's there holding him around the tummy and grinning and she's like, hey, as though nothing had happened. And she's in her work clothes. So he understandably doesn't know what the fuck to think. He's just seen her leave in a fury in a cab and he's like, what the fuck is happening? Could she have possibly tricked me somehow? Could she have gone from the cab? How could she have gone from the cab to being behind him? Could she have jumped out of the cab around the next street or crept up, you know, behind cars and crept up behind him? Like, it just doesn't seem possible. It's been all of like 5 seconds since she got in the cab and drove away in the first place. So he's gone completely silent. And now the girlfriend's kind of freaked out and starts asking, what's wrong? Talk to me. What's happened? What is it? And he can't even respond. He can't even make the connection in his head. His brain's just in complete overload. Not able to comprehend or rationalize what's just happened. The first thing he thinks is, okay, I need to go to the room and make sure that whatever just happened did just happen. His brain like needs the proof that the past few moments have been real or else he's honestly scared that he's going mad, he's going crazy. So he still hasn't responded to his girlfriend who's still asking him what's wrong, what's wrong. He just charges past her, types in the code to the security door and races up the stairs to the front door. And just as he left it, the apartment's a mess. The TV has a crack in it from the succulent being pegged at it. The shattered coffee mug is in pieces on the floor. And there are clothes that have been put out of the dresser and strewn across the room. All the evidence of what happened is plainly there. And so for a moment, the guy's comforted that he's at least not going crazy, that whatever went down here actually did happen. But he's only relieved for a moment because, wait, what the fuck actually did happen then? Which only opens up more questions. So the girlfriend, who originally was just worried about her boyfriend, is now getting angry. She sees the mess and she's shrieking, "What the fuck happened? Where's my stuff?" And he can't explain it. He's like, "I don't know. Someone was here." So she's like, "So did someone break in? Were we robbed?" And he doesn't know how to respond without sounding crazy. He's like, "Well, kind of. No, we weren't robbed. Someone came in. They had keys." And she just thinks he's kidding and fucking with her and that it's a prank to freak her out. Because they obviously can't come to any agreement as to what happened, they decide to go to the maintenance office of the building, where they know they can get access to the security footage on a computer from the maintenance guy. But the security camera is in the foyer of the building facing the main front door, that security door. But it's, what's it called? Like a fisheye camera, the fishbowl type. So yeah, the picture's warped and you can't quite make out the face of the person who clearly storms in and out within the span of a few minutes with the boyfriend trailing behind her. But it does confirm his story and depicts the woman he had described and what had played out. The thing is, she had keys to their apartment, right? She knew the code to the security door, and it was proof to him that he had experienced exactly what he had experienced. And he knew from standing a foot away from her exactly who she was. It was his girlfriend. It had to be. If the whole scenario had gone too fast for him to definitively say it was her, he might have been in a different mindset and conceded that maybe it was someone else. But he'd looked her clearly in the face. He'd touched her. It was her in the apartment. So the girlfriend's dad happens to be a lieutenant in the NYPD. So she calls him, completely freaked out. And because she's freaked out, he's concerned. And he and two of his detectives come over straight away. Now, the dad never liked the boyfriend, so he's instantly convinced that he's just cheating and tries to prove it. They take the camera footage. They take fingerprints of the room, which seems excessive for the case, but because he's a lieutenant and his daughter's freaked out, he's going to extreme lengths to figure this out, plus he wants to prove the boyfriend wrong. But the only fingerprints within the room and on the doorknobs are his, the boyfriend's, and the girlfriend's. So she's been accusing him of cheating, but the proof is there. It's just his and her fingerprints. It gives him peace of mind again that he's right, but his mind still swings to what the fuck again, because what does this mean? The detectives spend a few hours with the security guy. They knock on doors of to the other apartments in the building, and people are confirming that they heard yelling at around that time. There was a fight. There was something that happened. So the story's adding up. So the detectives are thinking it must have been someone posing as his girlfriend, but it's clearly just not possible with the fingerprints. And the boyfriend can't explain it. The girl who left was his girlfriend, and the girl who returned was his girlfriend. He can't explain why they were in two different emotional states or dressed differently, but he knows in his heart and in his mind that they were both her. So cut forward. He hasn't told many people because he still struggles with understanding what even happened. He doesn't believe in supernatural occurrences. He doesn't want people to think he's crazy. But deep down, he hopes that there's some kind of scientific explanation for what happened, as you would, right? It's completely freaky. So he eventually does confide this story in a family friend who was a professor in New York City who teaches physics. And although he says to the professor, "Look, you don't have to believe me. I know it sounds crazy." The professor says, "Actually, no, it makes some kind of sense." And so obviously he's taken aback, like, "What? No, it doesn't. Even though I was there, it doesn't make sense to me." And the professor explains, "No, it kind of does. In the theoretical world, it could happen." So the professor says, "In this theory, it's possible for realities to overlap with each other briefly." He wasn't saying that's what happened, but it was an interesting explanation from someone who the guy trusted, and it was also a preferable explanation to a ghost or a supernatural explanation, obviously. So the professor goes on, yeah. So the professor goes on that potentially in a different timeline where something did happen, that the girlfriend did have something to be mad about, for a brief moment, that reality could have overlapped with his reality, and so he ended up experiencing both, and then she went back into her reality. The end.
That was the weirdest. I don't know about that one, Elle.
I love it. I love it. Well, imagine the thought of this. I think I've been watching too much Rick and Morty. If anyone out there watches Rick and Morty, you'll probably get on board with this. I love the idea that there's multiple realities and alternate versions of ourselves out there, and then it could have potentially crossed over.
I thought that you were going to say she had like a twin or something.
Well, when I first heard the story, I was like, she's crazy and she's done this because she's a schizophrenic or something and she's got multiple personalities or something.
Yeah.
But physically it's not possible for her to be in certain clothes, jumping in a cab, driving away and back behind him in different clothes within 4 seconds.
I reckon that he did it.
You reckon he did what?
Yeah.
Made the whole thing up.
He did a nightmare and trashed the apartment and then made
but it's on the security footage.
Oh, yeah, fuck.
Mm.
Bizarre.
Bizarro indeed. Look, it's not our classic This Date Is Fake story. It's verging on a horror story, but I thoroughly enjoyed it when I heard it. Yeah. I hope you did too.
All right, so my story, I guess it's a bit of a horror, but it's a funny horror. There's a girl called Niecy and Fraud Bay. So this girl sings Fraud Bay, F-R-A-U-D, Fraud Bay. That's what she calls him. This is an article from a website called Tyler. Mm-hmm. She's been seeing this guy for a couple of months. It's going really well. She said the connection was amazing. The chemistry was great. But she did sort of see like this girl on his Instagram that she was a bit suspicious of. But he said, look, it's just a close friend. Don't worry about it. And she's like, look, he hasn't done anything wrong. He's been amazing, like getting on really, really well. They organized a double date with her best friend and her boyfriend. And he's like, yeah, it sounds great. Ready to come. And just before he's about to show up, he calls her. He's like, fuck, I forgot my wallet. Like, I don't have my wallet. Like, what am I going to do? She goes, it's fine. Like, I'll just pay for you. You just pay me back. And he told her that he was the owner of some successful company and all this crap. So she knew he was good for the money and he doesn't carry petty change or whatever it was. So she's like, don't worry, I'll spot you and then just pay me back when you can. So they go out, they have a dinner. It's about 80 quid a head. So it's pretty expensive. She gave him her card to go up to the bar and buy things and pay for drinks and everything, so he had access to her cards. The next day she didn't hear from him and she messaged him about the 80 quid and he didn't reply, sent a few more messages, and then saw on his Snapchat that he was out having a ball, like going out with friends. She's like, well, how is he paying for it? He's forgotten his wallet. And it went on a few more days. She's never heard back from him. And she's like, what the fuck? Like, he's taking the mickey out of me. This is ridiculous.
That's shit.
She ends up, I'll call the 80 quid a loss. That's fine. Like, whatever it was. But I just can't. Like, we had such a good connection. Like, what's going on with this guy? This is ridiculous. And then he blocked her on all social media. One of her friends went to check out his Instagram page and saw that he had uploaded a photo of him and this other girl, and it was his long-term girlfriend. So she's like, okay, what was going on there? Like, he was just cheating on me, cheating on his girlfriend with me, and he just used me for money randomly. Fast forward a month later, she looks at her bank account and she starts to notice all of these weird transactions. There was a spa weekend. There had been bills paid, parking tickets paid. He had even bought himself some Instagram likes. He bought this number of flights. He bought like flights and everything.
What? Okay. This girl must be rich if she didn't notice that shit coming out.
Well, she was really confused and she goes, oh my gosh, I've been scammed. It's an online scammer. What the fuck? What am I going to do? This is ridiculous. So she calls the banks and they block her card, send her a new card, no important transactions. But she's like, she's thinking like, this is a bit suspicious. Like, this is like really weird. And she looks further into this one transaction, which was the EasyJet, which is an airline. And she saw, she managed to get the flight reference number for EasyJet. Mm-hmm. And she gets and logs into the account and finds out that he had booked like a holiday for him and his girlfriend. Like, it's his name, his full name, her full name. And it was like him who was stealing this money from her the whole time. So when she'd given him a card to go up to the bar, he'd nicked her bank details, written them all down, and was purchasing all this stuff. He bought his girlfriend flowers, again, paid for this spa weekend. And she was like, what? Like, she was so angry.
What a shit guy. Like,
fuming as well. But, like, seeing this guy for 2 months, like, that's a pretty solid time to be dating.
A couple of dates. It was 2 months.
No, she's dating this guy for 2 months. Yeah. And then she just couldn't believe why he'd ghosted her. But she was so pissed off. She goes, nah, I'm not letting him do this to anyone else. So she called the police, reported him, and on his arrival back from his little sojourn, his little holiday with his girlfriend. He was arrested at Gatwick Airport. It went to court, everything. I think she got the money back, but he was handed like a suspended sentence. He was fined and then he had to do community service.
Yes. Well, that was a happy ending.
He's still with his girlfriend though.
As if he'd carry on. Like, it's one thing to cheat. It's one thing to lie. It's one thing to use another person's money for an evening and not pay them back. But for him to carry on and continue buying things, not only for himself, but for his actual missus. Disgusting.
Disgusting.
Disgusting. I'm glad he got done.
I'm glad he got done as well, but I was just like, he bought himself Instagram likes.
Yeah, that's a bit sad. I didn't know you could do that, actually. I knew you could, like, already got followers.
Mm.
Yeah. What a knob.
You can buy followers. But one more story. This is Nancy is making a return.
Is it actually Nancy?
This is actually Nancy. Oh. This happened to Nancy a couple of weeks ago, and yeah.
I think I know who Nancy is, by the way. I'm pretty sure I know who Nancy is.
I don't know. She's a bloody legend. That's what I will tell you. But she told me this story, and I was genuinely speechless. I just couldn't believe that it had happened. But she matched with this guy on an online dating app, and he came over and, well, he was about to come over and he goes, oh, I've got like a bag of toys. She goes, oh, like bring them. Like, she's totally down for that stuff. Yeah. And so she thought he'd bring like a vibrator and like a couple of things, but she opens the door up and he's got this huge like it's a duffel bag full of like ropes, like I think there were nipple clamps in there, like all of this stuff. And she's like, yeah, sweet, like let's go for it.
He thinks he's Mr. Grey from 50 Shades of Grey.
Well, I don't know what he thought he was, but like I've seen a video and a photo of this bag. I'll see if I can post it to our Insta. That I was like,
how did you manage to get a photo of it?
Well, I think she just took a photo, but I just couldn't believe the size of this like sex toy bag. Anyway, they start having sex and he puts a vibrating butt plug in her, and she was on endone, so she was constipated.
Oh no.
Yes. So they're doing doggy style, I think, and then he has this butt plug in her and she shat the bed. She shat everywhere, all over him, everywhere.
You're kidding.
No.
Because the butt plug jiggled it out of her.
I don't know what it did.
Fucking strike. That is like the thing of nightmares.
They kept going. So
no!
She hadn't noticed.
Oh, dear. Oh, God.
I was shocked. I was actually shocked.
I'm shocked and appalled. So what did she do? Was there an aftermath, a cleanup? I mean, obviously he wasn't repulsed because he kept going.
Yeah, I don't know. They haven't spoken since, which is fair enough. But, like, I don't know when – I feel like when you play with butt stuff, something is bound to happen.
Play with fire, you're going to get burned.
I would be – mortified if I pooed my pants.
Mortified. I mean, that's really mortified. The antithesis of sexy poo, don't you think?
Whatever it is, it's not good. Anything to do with poo on a date or with sex is just like
well, unless it's your thing. We did talk about, we discussed fetishes briefly a few weeks ago.
Mm.
I don't think it was the end game in this case though.
Oh, I do have a little bit of a correction. So last week I said it was Casey Chambers that got catfished. That's a lie. It wasn't Casey Chambers, it was Casey Donovan, everyone. I sincerely apologize.
It was quite funny when I realized it wasn't Casey Chambers.
Well, Ami told me it wasn't Casey Chambers. She was like, are you sure Casey Chambers, you idiot? It's Casey Donovan. I was like,
so apologies to Casey Chamber for slandering her good name.
I'm so sorry, Casey. I got the wrong Casey.
I'm sorry, God. For both Casey.
Well, that's my story.
Good old Nancy. Yep. If Nancy is who I think she is, I really want to chat to her about that, although I won't for privacy reasons.
Nancy's fantastic.
Nancy is a legend. She's going to keep us doing this podcast for weeks and weeks. She's going to keep us in the story.
She's great quality banter. Like I call her every day, and every phone call is just great. There's always something going on in Nancy's life.
Absolutely shameless. I love it.
Yeah, perfect.
All right, well, everyone.
Yeah, let's wrap it up. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in today. Hope you like our episode, Elle's spooky, creepy story. My vibrating plug story. I think that's great.
I really hope you can get that photo up on Instagram. I'm keen to see the
Yeah, I'll see if I can use the sex toy bag, because when she sent me the photo, I was like, is that a joke? Like, who has that much? And then there were the ropes. I saw it, like, it kind of like a video of opening the bag, and they were full on ropes.
Jesus Christ. And look, not that I have experience in this area, but that shit's expensive.
Is it?
Yeah.
Why are you looking at ropes?
I'm not going to tell you why I know that all that stuff's expensive. Don't you remember, like, when you were 18 and you go to the Cross and you'd sneak into a sex store just for shits and giggles?
Yeah, I did that in Amsterdam this year, and I got kicked out. Actually, no, last year.
What on earth did you do?
He was just a really annoying guy, and I was like, look, we want to have a look. We were pretty fucked, but we just wanted to have a look in the sex store. You're in Amsterdam on the red light district. What else are you going to do?
You
didn't trust me. I had shifty eyes. Shifty eyes. All right, everyone.
Wrap it up.
Great chat. We look forward to hearing your feedback. We're now also available on Apple Podcasts. So go on, give us a rating if you like us, and also pop over to our Instagram at This State Is Fact, and chuck us a follow.
And if you've got any stories, send them through by email to thisdateisfect@gmail.com.
Yeah, or Instagram, directly DM us. Instagram. We don't care.
Absolutely. We just want to do. All right. Thanks, guys.